فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters, this is the evidence, no one can deny, that whoever came in this world is going to leave this world sooner or later. The important is not how you begin your life, but it is certainly very, very important how you end your life. Husnul Khatima, a good ending. It is required, it is necessary, and we all have to strive to have good ending, because everything is depend how you end your life. And that's why our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua that we should make every single day without missing. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahsunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqin ma'al iman. That, O Allah, please keep us with iman throughout the life. We should have our iman in a proper manner. And then, O Allah, let us die with iman. At the time of death, our last word on our lips should be kalima tayyiba, kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then, O Allah, through your mercy, resurrect us on the yawm al-qiyamah ma'al muttaqeen, your righteous people. My brothers and sisters, anything can happen anytime. We can end our life in any situation, in any condition. We don't know. That's why we have to strive throughout the life. Because it comes in the hadith, a person, the way he lives his life, he is going to die in that situation. Meaning, throughout the life, he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is practicing Islam properly, correctly, then his end will be accordingly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on iman. Other way, may Allah forbid, if a person's life is miserable, he is not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way shown by beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is just fulfilling his lust and desires, just enjoying his life unmindfully, neglectfully. Then his end will be accordingly. He will have no tawfiq to recite kalima la ilaha illallah on his last breath. I'm going to share with you people a true story mentioned by one of the highway police patrol. He was a Muslim. He said, I was on my duty on the highway with one of my colleagues, and we were driving, and all of a sudden we heard a big noise, head collision. One car from this side, one car from opposite side, and they smash in each other. And we saw from far that two young men flew out of the window of the car. They fell down onto the road. So we rushed to them, and then somehow we bring them out of the car and put them onto the roadside. And then we rushed to the other car to see what was his condition. By the time we went to his car, he was already dead. He couldn't survive. He died on the spot. So we came back to these two brothers who were still breathing. And we tried to, because the cop was Muslim, he said, we tried to make him talqeen to recite Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But they were mumbling. Their tongues were locked, and both the youngsters were not able to recite Kalma Shahada, and they were just singing the song. That's always they do. They would drive car, they put on the, you know, music on. So these two youngsters were singing the song. We could hear their hums and their mumbling. But we keep on trying to recite, to remind them Kalma Shahada. They could not utter. And one after the other, both died on the road. It's broken our heart. Look at how they ended, and this is the eyewitness, they're watching them dying on the lab, and they are trying to recite the Kalima, but these two youngsters were not able to recite. Up till the end, they were just singing the song, and all of a sudden they died. He said, it affected my heart, which kind of Islam we are following, which kind of Muslims we are. I saw the three dead bodies in front of me, and I couldn't save and protect them. They are gone forever. So I was brokenhearted. But then life has to carry on. Time passed. And it's about 6 months after this incident. Again, I was on my duty on the road. And this time was different, colleague was with me, we were both going. And then we found on the road that one car came very swiftly, and there was one youngster, his car tire was flat. So he came out from his car and he was trying to change the flat tire and putting the, you know, the spare wheel. While he was changing the tire on the roadside, some car came from opposite direction and hit him so badly, fell down. Again, we rushed towards him. We saw him, his face was bright. There was a noor on his face and he was also mumbling. We couldn't understand what he was saying. Quickly, somehow we brought him out of the car and we put in our petrol car, in the back side seat of the petrol car, and we called the nearest hospital to inform them we are bringing this critical passenger to admit in the hospital. So he said, driver was sitting, my colleague was sitting, and at the back side, we put that youngster who was on the road. While he was inside the car, now because it was very close to me, I could hear that he was reciting the Holy Quran. All this time, since he got hit by the car, he was keep on reciting the Holy Quran. And he was reciting with tajweed. I never heard this kind of recitation before in my life. I was so impressed. And I was trying to tell him to recite the Kalma Shahada, and he was just keep on reciting the ayat of the Holy Quran. He said, somehow we took him to the hospital, but his condition was very critical. Doctors tried on him, but he couldn't survive. And then he said, one of the police said that we were with him all this time, and he just took his hand to the sky, and he uttered La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We heard it and he passed away. Look at the two incidents now. Compare these two incidents. Now, we inform his relative, we found the contact number of his brother. So quickly we call his brother and said, come to this hospital, your brother is already passed away, and you take his body. So the moment he heard about it, the brother started giving the story. that my brother was very pious. He was very punctual. And always he was reciting the Quran and Majid in his car. He was Hafiz al-Quran. And every Monday, his brother is narrating this incident. Every Monday, he used to fill the car with the rice and the sugar and some items. He used to go to the location outside of his town, driving long distance. And there he used to meet his grandma. And all these yatim and orphan youngsters and poor people, he used to distribute among them this rice and sugar every week. He used to spend some time, he used to give them some literatures of Islam, some CDs and bayan, used to give to the youngsters. He used to spend time with them. And this was his routine every week. So all the people of the town knew him very well. And when they heard about this incident and his death, they were feeling very sorry. So look at these both incidents teaching us a very great lesson, my brothers and sisters. That's the way you spend your time, your life, accordingly you are going to die. Those two youngsters were unmindfully, they were just listening to the music and singing the songs, so they couldn't recite the Kalima Tayyiba in his last moment. Compared to this youngster, he was Hafiz al-Quran, and this was his habit. Whenever he used to drive, he said, I used to like to go long distance so I can revise my Quran more and more. So that was his habit, that always, while he was driving, he used to recite the Holy Quran. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him tawfiq to decide to die on the Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Now, brothers and sisters, Husnul Khatima, good ending, is very, very essential and important. The famous scholar of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, said that good ending doesn't mean that a person must die in the masjid or the musalla. This is to regard a person passed away while making sajda, person passed away while reciting the Quran. Yes, he said this is not the only sign of good ending. Why? Because the best of the mankind, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, died on his bed in the lap of his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. He passed away on the lap of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. Likewise, the best ummati, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, no one can compare the good quality of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst the ummah. He was the best amongst the ummah. But he also died on his bed. And one of the great mujahid, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Saifullah, Allah Rasulullah granted him the title of the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also passed away while he was in his bed. So doesn't mean how you're going to end, but yes, there are some signs. Husnul Khatima, a good ending means that a person dies without committing shirk, without associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart should be clean with the shirk. He dies on the true iman. He must die clean from the hypocrisy. He must die without involvement in any bid'ah or innovation. He must die in a state that was practicing upon the Holy Quran and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He must die in such a way that he must be clean from the burden of the blood and the honor of the Muslims. He must be fulfilling hukukullah and the hukukul ibad. Husnul Khatima means a person dies in a state that his heart should be pure, his intention should be clean, and his manners should be good. There should be no jealousy, hatred, enmity, and grudges for any Muslims in the heart. That is called Husnul Khatima. He must be punctual on his daily five times salah without missing and should perform on its appropriate time. May Allah grant all of us this kind of Husnul Khatima and good ending. The good ending means the person died in a state that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are few signs derived from the Holy Quran and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that indicate a good ending and Husnul Khatima. Number one, the first sign, the uttering of the Shahada at the time of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." Definitely, a person on his last moment reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah on his lips, he will enter into paradise. This is the guarantee given by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should try for that. The second sign, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever dies with the sweat on the forehead, you know, the dying after death, if we see the sweat on the forehead, that is the sign that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, the believer dies with the sweat on his forehead. So this is also sign that he got Husnul Khatima. The third sign, dying on the night or the day of Jummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, there is no Muslim who dies on Friday or on the night of Friday, except he will be protected from the trial of the grave. This is the hadith. So dying as a fighter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the mujahideen, may Allah grant them strength and energy and nusra in Palestine and Gaza. They all are mujahideen. Even 7-8 years boy, he is a mujahid. Fi sabilillah. So if you dying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be regarded as a shaheed. He will be shaheed and he will go to the Jannah directly. Dying with the plague or cancer, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever died with the disease in the consideration, he was considered as a shaheed. Dying in the stomach disease, cancer in the stomach, with major infection in the stomach, so it's regarded as a shaheed. Dying by crush, earthquake, or falling wall, this kind of incidents also regarded as a shaheed. Dying while he is defending of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or his wealth, or his life, or the life of his believers, the life of his relatives. All these situation and condition, if a person is dying, protecting his wealth and families, he will be regarded as a shaheed, as a good ending. Dying while doing the righteous deeds, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah wills good for someone, he uses him. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what does he use him? What do you mean by this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that he guides him to something good and then he takes his life. Some people start doing good actions in the last days of the life, and by doing good actions, they end up and they die with iman. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله عز وجل بعبد خيرا عسله قيل له ما عسله قال يفتح الله عز وجل عملا صالحا قبل موته ثم يقبضه عليه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend for one of his servant a khair, good ending, husnul khatima, assalahu, so he makes him sweeter. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean to be sweetness? Then Rasulullah explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the good door for him or guide him to do good action and amal. Allah give him tawfiq to start doing good amal, and while he's doing that good amal, Allah ta'ala takes away his soul. So this is called the husnul khatima. May Allah give us all of us this husnul khatima and good ending, and for that we have to strive, we have to make an effort, we have to correct our amal and our iman. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.